The Twins and the Angels on Thursday. Did you know the Twins have not turned a triple play since 2006? Now, why the heck am I bringing this up? Well.
And the Angels are shutting him down, at least temporarily right now. Here's one that is chopped to third, to second, to first, and that is going to end the inning. That's a triple play right there.
You can't, boy, that's how triple plays are turned right there. One hopper right on the base at third base, and Sano grabs it, touches second, fires it to Dozier. Dozier over to first base, triple play.
And Cole Calhoun, who his last time up, hit a home run. Here's the pitch, and he hits one high. He hits it deep into right, out of here! He just hit another home run. 2-1 Angels.
That will take them, obviously, four here, then up to Seattle, and then play the Giants.
Here's a pop-up near first base, and straddling the line and not catching the ball in fair ground is Marte. Wow. That ball had to be caught right there.
Marte, this has got to be an error here, and it is.
Here's the next pitch. That's a shot into left field. That is going to fall in. Now it's going to bounce around a little bit in the corner. They will hold the lead runner at third base, and just diving back safely after making the turn is that lead runner, Polanco. Now the error by Marte looks even bigger. Ending up at second base, the batter Rosario, and they have the tying run here in the ninth inning at third and the go-ahead run at second with only one out. And again, it's got to be conclusive evidence, irrefutable evidence to overturn the call on the field, which was safe.
Well, Eduardo Escobar is on deck. Looks like he's going to pinch hit for, and they call him safe.
Yep. Last few appearances. Here's the 1-2 delivery. That's a shot in the left. It's going to tie up the ballgame. They're going to send another runner home. Here comes the throw to the plate, and safe. The Twins have taken the lead. Rosario, the go-ahead run, scores from second on that two-strike RBI hit by Castro. Minnesota has a 3-2 lead here in the ninth.
The Twins earn a 4-2 win as they improve to 15-5 on the road. Their .750 road winning percentage is tied with the Astros for the best in baseball. Since the start of the 2016 season, the Twins had been 1-108 when trailing entering the ninth inning. It was all going swimmingly for the Angels on Thursday night until a crucial error by Jeffrey Marte with one away in the ninth opened the floodgates, and before you knew it, a 2-1 lead turned into a 4-2 loss for the Angels. Here is Halo skipper Mike Socia commenting on the tough setback.
You can focus a lot on the ninth inning, and obviously, you know, we drop a pop-up and some things happened there, walked, you know, a couple guys. But this game was lost in a lot of different ways early also. And, you know, 1-for-10 with guys in scoring position. We had some opportunities. You know, it's a shame because Alex pitched a great game and a bullpen for the most part did a great job leading up to the ninth, and we just, you know, couldn't get those last couple outs. His stuff looked good, and I think that he had a nice rhythm going. I think he got a little tired. It's been 11 days since he was out there. You know, he'd thrown a pen before, but, you know, he just tried to, you know, I think that, you know, he just tried to get his stuff over the plate, and for the most part he did. He didn't make many mistakes, and the one breaking ball to Sano that he left in was hit out of the park. But outside of that, Alex pitched a good game. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's just, you know, Cole's been trying a lot of different things. He was really comfortable in the box, and sometimes it takes a lefty to get you, when you're left-hand-hitter, to get you back to using the whole field. And yeah, he drove that ball to left center, and, you know, obviously the home run to right, was they were both huge at the time. So it's good to see him comfortable in the box.
Think about the decision to use Alvarez in the ninth as opposed to
the I don't think, you know, we're going to match up. I don't know if we're ordained anybody as a closer. Bud's got the lion's share of them, but with him coming off the knee that he had in Miami, I think that we felt very comfortable with Jose matching up in the ninth, and if we needed Bud, we could use him. But unfortunately, give those guys credit, they stacked some hits and they got back into the game. When he's available, there's guys that are down all the time, but when he's available, I think we match up, and when Bud's totally back to where he needs to be, he'll get some full innings. Right now we're trying to manage a bullpen that's been used a lot, and so if it comes down to matching up, we will. If we have somebody fresh to start, so be it. Yeah, I think same thing with the other night, against Atlanta. I think that if there's opportunities and Jose's fresh, there's a chance we'll spot him in there, take a little pressure off of who's ever coming in behind him. We'll look at it that way. The whole bullpen's pitched a lot. So when, and Jose's included in that. So if we get a chance where we have to mix and match a little bit, we're going to do it. And there's going to be times when I think we'll obviously put somebody out there for a clean inning. But tonight it felt right to match up. And, unfortunately, things went the wrong way in the ninth.
On the pop-up, was there wind involved? Or
water? Jeffrey just misplayed it. No, the runner tried to get out of the way, but we didn't see anything that hindered Jeffrey.
Cole didn't have a great day statistically, but a couple of hits. Has he just been that well here?
He's hit some balls hard at people, but I don't think you can go so far to say that he's been comfortable in the box in May. I mean, he's struggled for a while. He's too good a hitter. He's too good of a player not to come out of this, and tonight was a good night for him. Yeah, those guys, if there's anything, such a thing as a tailor-made triple play, that was it. And those guys turned it, so give them credit. Ball was hit where it had to be hit for that play to be turned.
The Angels send J.C. Ramirez to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by Kyle Gibson.